39 Palestinian prisoners. Hamas is accusing Israel of not complying with the terms of the deal to deliver aid. The hold-up is no surprise to Ahal Basarai, whose nephew and niece are due to return to their family.
You are dealing with a sadistic terrorist organization. My family is waiting at the hospital to hug them, and it's just very, very disappointing that, you know, we get to this late stage of the release and Hamas is playing these manipulative games.
A large pro-Palestinian march calling for a permanent ceasefire in Gaza has taken place in central London. Police handed out leaflets telling people how to stay within the law. A young girl has died following a crash involving two cars in Surrey. It happened yesterday afternoon in Dunsfold Village. A 20-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of several offences. Almost 250 dogs identified as XL bullies are likely to be put down before the end of the year. The animals currently live in various rescue centres, but from January it will be illegal to rehome them. The Pope has cancelled engagements today. He has mild flu. To sport, and Brentford are hosting Arsenal in today's final Premier League match, live to Nigel Bidmead.
Half an hour played, it's Brentford 0, Arsenal 0. Best chance of the game fell to Brentford on 14. The Arsenal goalkeeper, Aaron Ramsdale, gave the ball away close to goal, but Brian Mbeumo's shot was cleared off the line by Declan Rice. Johan Visser put the follow-up wide. At the other end, Leandro Trossard has had a couple of half chances. At Brentford Arsenal, it's 0-0.
Newcastle manager Eddie Howe says his team produced a statement after beating Chelsea 4-1. Erling Haaland's 50th top-flight goal wasn't enough for Manchester City, who drew 1-1 with Liverpool. Celtic conceded a late equaliser in a 1-1 draw at home to Motherwell. That's the latest. I'm Nick Qureshi.
Thanks, Nick.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks to John Chubb for a fabulous edition of Phoenix Sport. Coming up next on Phoenix FM, it's Geezers, Pleasers and Jesus.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
To say a massive thank you to John Chubb for another superb edition of Phoenix Sport. He is just so good. Those results, those scores, they come in thick and fast, and he keeps us up to date with all of them. So thank you very much indeed, John Chubb. Now go and enjoy the rest of your weekend, because you have definitely earned it after that 3-hour stint. Thank you very much, buddy. And hello, good evening, and welcome to another edition of Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers with me, Mandy Cullen. What we do on this show is play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and now the 1990s as well, that just don't get played enough on the radio. And all of the songs that we play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. And better than all of that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool, it doesn't need to be trendy to get played, it just has to be a joy. And this week, it is the final show of the month, so what that means is we're going to have a few games of Which Chart Wins Your Heart. Now, we do this at the last show of every month, but this week, because we've added the 90s, we're going to go back to 1970, 1980 and 1990 to kick us off. What we're going to do is we're going to play two songs that are in the chart on this day in each of the corresponding years for each one of those decades, and you can decide which chart wins your heart. And you know what? There's no wrong answers. Coming up in the first half an hour of the show for your audio delight, we've got a bit of ELO, UB40 and some delight. But first, turn it up. It's Saturday night.
There must be a word that says how much I love you. One fulfilling word that shows how much I care.
It's wonderful.
Phoenix FM.
Two songs that were in the chart on this day in 1970 and kicking us off for this, the first round of Which Chart Wins Your Heart. We heard Jimmy Ruffin opening the show and It's Wonderful to Be Loved by You on this day in 1970. Jimmy Ruffin was on his way down the charts and was hitting just outside the top 10 at number 12. The single had already peaked at number 6. Of course, his biggest hit came in 1974 when What Becomes of the Broken Hearted was re-released and it reached number 4. It had originally been released in 1966 and it reached number 8 then. But what a voice that man's got, right? That's just too good. Then we heard The Rattles and The Witch. And, you know, this is another one, actually, that was on its way down the charts on this day in 1970. The single was at number 15, having previously peaked at number 8. The Rattles, you know, are actually a German band and one-hit wonders over here in the UK. The record, though, did reach number 4 in their native Germany. OK, so that's what 1970 has opened with. Let's now move to 1980 and see what they have up their sleeve for us.
FM.
Staking their claim for which chart wins your heart, two tracks back to back from 1980. First of all, we heard ELO and Don't Walk Away. On this day in 1980, ELO were enjoying their second week in the charts with Don't Walk Away. It entered the top 40 at number 40 last week, and this week it jumped 14 places to number 26. It would eventually peak at number 21, so just missing out on becoming a top 20 hit. That was actually the third single they released from the Xanadu soundtrack. The title track from that album gave ELO their only number one when they collaborated with Olivia Newton-John. And then we heard UB40 and The Earth Dies Screaming. A cheery little title, really, isn't it? UB40 have had three number one hits. Red, Red Wine was their first, followed by I Got You, Babe, with Chrissie Hynde. And then finally, in 1993, I Can't Help Falling In Love With You. That's interesting, isn't it, that they're all covers with Neil Diamond, Sonny and Cher and Elvis Presley doing the originals. Anyway, on this day in 1980, The Earth Dies Screaming was sitting at its peak position of number 10 in the charts. It was their third single release and they'd all made it into the top 10. So far we've heard from 1970 and 1980 for Which Chart Wins Your Heart. We're going to hear now from 1990 to see what they can offer us.
Tune into my show, Turn It Up with Vixter, playing you the latest in electronic music, with updates on gigs, live DJ sets, new releases, and my track of the week. Turn It Up with Vixter. Every Monday, 8 till 10 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
Time would come to an end. We were always hoping.
there we are, rounding off this first round of Which Chart Wins Your Heart. It was from 1990. First of all, we heard Delight and Power of Love. That was their second single release after Groovies in the Heart had made it to number two. That one had been kept off number one by The Joker, by the Steve Miller Band, for 2 weeks. Power of Love was sitting at its peak position of number 25 on this day in 1990. Both tracks are taken from their album World Clique. Then we heard the Pet Shop Boys and Being Boring on this day in 1990. That track had just entered the top 20 and was sitting at number 20. That was as good as it got for that record, actually, as number 20 was its peak position. It was their 14th single and at the time was their lowest chart performance of any of their records. The song was written by Chris Tennant and Chris Lowe, who made up the Pet Shop Boys, and they also produced it alongside Harold Faltermeyer. So who wins your heart? Which chart wins your heart? Was it Jimmy Ruffin and the Rattles from 1970, or was it ELO and UB40 from 1980, or was it Delight and the Pet Shop Boys from 1990? Which chart wins your heart? I say this every time we do this. There are no wrong answers. It's entirely up to you what you prefer. Are you a 70s, 80s or 90s kind of kid? Now, you can let us know. Drop us a line. Drop us an email at radio@phoenix.com. Get in touch, radio@phoenix.com. Let us know how we're soundtracking your Saturday night and tell us if which chart wins your heart. Now, we're going to move on to 1971. This is The Move and Chinatown. The next round of Which Chart Wins Your Heart.
Andy Gilson every Friday evening on Phoenix 98 FM at 10 p.m. for 2 hours of great tracks from the 50s right through to the 1980s.
Woo, come on, everybody.
That's 10 p.m. every Friday here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Two songs there, back-to-back from 1971, as we do the next round of Which Chart Wins Your Heart. Kicking those off was The Move and Chinatown. Of course, we did play ELO earlier, and I guess The Move kind of became ELO, really, didn't they? On this day in 1971, Chinatown was sitting at number 25, having already peaked at number 23, so sneaking its way out of the charts, I suppose. It was written by Roy Wood and also produced by him alongside Jeff Lynne. The lead singer, listen to this, the lead singer of The Move was Carl Wayne, and he actually had a small role in Birmingham-based soap opera Crossroads, if you are old enough to remember that one. I should also add, of course, that The Move's biggest hit came in 1969 when Blackberry Way reached number one. Then we heard John Congos and Tolokoshi Man. John Congos only released two singles in the UK, Both of them were released in 1971, and both of them reached number 4 in the charts. His other hit was a record called He's Gonna Step On You Again, and you might remember that that was covered by the Happy Mondays in 1990, but they simply called it Step On. And, of course, the Happy Mondays added the famous lyric, "You're twisting my melons, man." Anyway, on this day in 1971, Tokoloshe Man was on its way up the chart and was residing at number 14. Oh, and by the way, the Happy Mondays also covered Tokoloshe Man as well as part of the 1990 Elektra Records compilation album to celebrate their 40th anniversary. So there we go. Two songs from 1971 back to back. So which chart wins your heart? Let's try from 1981 now to see which you prefer.
Zanthi Behrmann for 2 hours of great 80s music and memories every Sunday from 8 o'clock. Duran Duran, The Eurythmics, Mellencamp or Liquid Gold. It's Greaties on Phoenix FM.
I really gotta get you. Come on, baby. Just move a little closer. I sure do need your loving tonight.
Making their claim in which chart wins your heart were two songs back to back from 1981. The first we heard was The Pretenders and I Go to Sleep. Do you know, that track was written by Ray Davis back in 1965 and was intended to be a Kinks song. But while they did do a few demos of it, they never officially recorded it as a record or as a song, actually. Fast forward to 1981 and Ray Davis and Chrissy Hynde of The Pretenders are now an item, and the Pretenders end up releasing their cover of I Go to Sleep. And on this day in 1981, the record had just entered the top 10 and was sitting at number 10. It would eventually peak at number 7. Coincidentally, it was The Pretenders' 7th single release in the UK. So how about that? Then we heard Trevor Walters and Love Me Tonight. On this day in 1981, this track was sitting at its peak position of number 27. So just sneaking inside the top 30. Even though it didn't make it to the top end of the charts, it did hang around the top 40 for 6 weeks. That's quite impressive, really, I think. Of course, Trevor Walters' biggest hit came in 1984 when his cover of Lionel Richie's Stuck on You reached number 9. And that is really impressive when you think that Lionel Richie also had a hit with it in 1984, but his version only reached number 12, so missing out on the top 10. How about that? Okay, just before we do the 90s of which chart wins your heart, I just want to give you a reminder about the Brentwood Food Bank. So the Brentwood Food Bank is part of a national network of food banks supported by the Trussell Trust, working to combat poverty and hunger across the UK. Now, listen, last week, in just 2 days at Doddinghurst Road Church, the food bank fed 199 local people who weren't able to make their budget stretch to food after trying to make other commitments, meet other commitments. Now, you can get in touch if you can help, please, by calling 01277 224528. That's 01277 224528. Or you can email them info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. So you can go onto their website as well for more information, brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. And these are the kind of items that they're desperately needed, is things like tingers, like ham, corned beef, tuna, salmon, sardines, that kind of thing. Anything you could donate would be very much appreciated. Okay, back to which chart wins your heart, and we're up to the 1991 now. So let's find out what they've got for us.
Yeah. Hi, this is Paul Golder asking you to tune into Resurrection every Friday evening from 8pm until 10. The best in Indian alternative music, old and new, live sessions, interviews with local, unsigned and signed artists, great new Indian alternative releases and classics from the 90s and zeros as well. All on Resurrection, 8 o'clock every Friday. See you there.
I think 1991 has just snuck in at the end there and stolen it. What do you think? Two songs from 1999. The first one was Extreme and Wholehearted. On this day in 1991, Extreme was sitting at number 12 in the UK chart. Last week, there'd been a new entry and gone straight in at the charts to number 15. This was as high as the record got, though, at number 12.